I have no excuse.
Oh no.
Is it redeemable?
All right. Hello and welcome to an unscheduled.
Very unscheduled because of reasons.
We did not know that we were going to be doing this movie.
No, we didn't. So we had four other movies lined up.
Yeah.
two of which I brought because I have them on DVD. Brought them. We got all set up.
Yep.
Put it in the DVD player. Yep. No dice. She wouldn't play.
My DVD player was like, no, but it will play Four Rooms, which is a DVD that I have, which we should watch. Apparently it's good. Mm-hmm. Madonna's in it. Tim Roth. It's like a Farsi kind of thing.
Love it.
Wouldn't play 2 Weeks with Love either.
Yeah, she's just kind of a picky bitch.
So that
put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
And so we were like, let's just look up. We have an hour and 45 minutes before we had to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So we're like, we have to find a short one, which is another problem.
Yep.
And we're like, let's look up this list of crap musicals.
Worst musicals of all time is what I googled. Mm-hmm. It took us to an IMDb listing. This one was about, I don't know, maybe in the tens down the list. The worst one was Xanadu, which we will be doing.
Which is on our list.
We will be doing Xanadu.
I have the DVD that will not play in Emily's DVD player.
I can't wait to say Xanadu at one point in time. It's going to happen. But so we are doing The Country Bears. The Country Bears.
This is not a movie I knew existed.
I didn't know either.
And yet,
here we are.
It is on Disney Plus.
Yes, it's got like a. It's on IMDb. The rating is. Hang on, just a second here. It's not great. 4.2 out of 10. So not super terrible, but not great.
Not great.
And the critics score is 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. It's 33% audience. So audiences and critics all didn't really like this. There are things. People said stuff like, people hated this movie.
Yeah, they're basically like, God, I wish I had different eyeballs and memory. Like, I was unnecessary.
Yeah. Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to scroll down and we're going to read a dumb story about a bear adopted by humans. I mean, that's part of it. Nell, she's a top critic.
I feel like the people that write these kind of, this movie is not for them.
But someone said by turns numbingly dull-witted and disquietingly creepy.
That's somebody trying too hard.
Yeah. But they also, that's a weird sentence.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, the sentence is weird.
This ingrown mutant is easily the most bizarre children's film made in this country since 1982's Lab Rat Apocalypse, The Secret of Nim. Good sir, I will not read your name on this podcast because I do not wish you to be attacked by people who feel the same way about the rats of The Secret of Nim as I do. How dare. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, people hated it.
Yeah. People did hate it.
A few reviews here and there, they're like, it's good.
Yeah. So basically, it's a kids movie. Uh-huh. There are actors that are in bear suits with animatronic faces.
Yes.
And it's based on the attraction, the Country Bears Jamboree, I think is what it's called.
Shoot,
sure. It's gone right out of my head. At Disneyland. Which is, you know, one of those like the animatronic figures sing a little song for you and blah, blah, blah. Think Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
For those of us that are close to Castle Fun Park, they have like that in the room. So it's like, it's that sort of thing. But it's like Jim Henson company was involved, plus the Disney animatronics, you know, so it's like top of the line situations here. So it is people in bear suits that have animatronic faces that are pretty damn good.
I gotta say, they do a very good job of conveying emotions. They don't look bad.
No.
And like, I was thinking about it about halfway through the movie. I was like, if somebody did this movie today, they'd just do it with CG and it'd be terrible.
It would not be anywhere as good. Like, the amount of emotion that you can get out of a puppet is insane.
Yeah. And this is 2002. So the CG would not have been.
No, it wouldn't have done it. And there was just something so charming about it, and I just really enjoyed, and I was sitting there thinking like, oh my god, like where are the wires, because you see them talking and moving and I was like, well, they've got to be like coming out of their suits or something. Or is it all like wireless?
I would think that by that time, because from what I know, by the time we got into the early 2000s, the technology was getting to a point where you could wirelessly control. But it would probably have been. And like, I've not done. We basically, this is all on the fly.
Oh, yeah. But this is all on the fly today.
It probably would have been at least several people operating
each face.
Puppet. I don't know if the person inside the suit would have anything to do with what the face was doing
or not.
But like I've seen like footage of people, there's like joysticks involved and like it's all really cool. And I think
it's insane.
Adam Savage, actually, this is for Feed Miss Seymour.
Little Shop.
Thank you. He just was on Corridor Crew on YouTube, and they did a little thing where he was like, I'm going to take you through like practical effects. And he showed how they were
There's like 100 of them.
Yeah, of them operating the
puppeting Audrey too. Yeah.
And of course, this was like before then, but like the amount of people, the amount of points of, you know, of control it takes to do. So like,
insane.
Wow.
Just insane. So like, I thought it was really impressive. And like, this is a world where there are bears and there are people, and it's just fine. Like, it's totally normal. And after a couple of minutes, it is totally normal. You don't think about it, right? Yeah. Like, it's just, oh, there's these, it's like watching a Muppet movie. There's just puppets and there's people.
Some people are people, some people are puppets.
And that's just the way it is. And it's like, no
sometimes
big deal.
Sometimes chickens are just chickens.
And sometimes Mr. Chicken is a chicken.
Mr. Chicken. This movie's a bit wild. It's a wild ride.
So it opens up with like photo albums and newspaper articles and stuff about the Country Bears, who are a band, a country band. And it's like, they're amazing. Oh no, they broke up. So it's giving you this like 2 minute sort of idea of where we're at. And then we sort of meet Barry.
I wrote something very smart here and I would like to say it. It's a montage of fame and fuzzy fortune.
Oh, yeah.
I made that up. Okay, you may continue. We meet Barry.
We meet Barry. Not Barry.
Barry. B-E-A-R-Y. The German spelling.
And he... Barry Barrington.
Barry Barrington.
And...
sure.
He's our main little guy. Uh-huh. And he's in... How old are you in grade 4? I didn't grow up here.
Sure.
Great.
9?
9 or 10. Oh, 10. They say it in the film.
10.
He's 10. He has a brother and a mom and a dad. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you kind of see him. He's like, got Country Bears posters all over his little room. Yeah. And he like builds like little things out of popsicle sticks. And then you can see on there like his teacher's marked it. And he's like, A+, but I got anything in you that isn't Country Bears? You know, like kind of idea. And then he goes down to breakfast. And
it's a shot just on him.
Just on him. And he's, you know, got his fish, that he like a full fish that's sitting in front of him. And he's just like, Mom, Dad, am I adopted? And then you turn around, everybody else is not a puppet.
And I was like,
and I just I just honked out loud. Yeah. It was so funny and just like, well done.
Right away, the movie was like, it's this kind of movie.
And
you're like,
and
got it.
It maintained that the entire way through.
Yeah.
I was so on board.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I get this movie.
And then the parents, who were great.
They were great. Okay, so you keep talking. I'll find them in the thing.
Yeah, and the parents are like, no, you're just the same. He's like, well, because my eyes don't match my brother and my this doesn't. And the brother's sitting there and he's like a little snarky 13-year-old.
He's
and
got
he's
the,
like, are you kidding?
He's got the frosted tips, but in chunks.
In chunks, how we used to do it.
Yeah, 2002 people, 2002.
Yeah. And he was like a little boy band wannabe. And he is, his name is Dex.
Dexter.
Yeah, the
Dex
older brother.
For short.
They call him Dex for short. And I was like, that is as close as you can get to calling a child Dick.
Because this child is a bit of a
dick. He's an a-hole throughout the whole movie.
Well, he's got an arc.
He does have an arc.
Yeah. But he starts
She's
off.
Steep at the end.
Yeah, steep end arc.
But yeah, so, and the brother's kind of like, are you kidding? It's very funny.
So the dad is played by Stephen, Tobolowsky, I'm going to say.
Tobolowsky?
Sure, Tobolowsky. Mm-hmm. And the mom is Megan Faye. And so Stephen Tobolowsky, he's one of those guys who like, would be that guy that's in that thing.
That guy
that's
in that thing.
Yeah, he's in many things. Let's see, what's he known for? He was
Spaceballs,
in
Spaceballs, Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, Spaceballs,
Groundhog Day. Oh, he's the insurance salesman in Groundhog Day.
There you go. And the mom, I don't know that I recognized her
as
much.
I didn't recognize her.
But like, she also has one of those faces where I'm like, oh, I'm sure she's been a mom in many things.
She does look like she's been a mom.
Let's see. That's My Boy. Barton Fink. Magnolia. She was in Magnolia, which I think we should watch one day because people are very divided about Magnolia. Yeah, so she's also done a lot of things. She 145 credits.
Yeah, so
she's in a lot of things. Yeah,
she's doing her thing.
She was great.
Yeah, they were so funny together.
And they love him very much. And the dad gives him this little like inspirational thing about like your family. Even first of all, they do lie about him being adopted. They kind of skirt the
they
question.
They do. They completely lie.
And I was
lie.
Like, I remember telling, oh, these are really great parents, except for the fact that they're lying about him being adopted. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
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 And then, oh, Willie Nelson is on the TV.
Oh, my God.
In the little thing in the intro.
There's a lot of
Willie Nelson.
Big names yeah. in this.
And I said, of course, Dexter's a doofus. Look at his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His douche hair.
The poster talks to him. So he goes back up to his room.
Aww.
The poster talks to him. Which one is the one that talks to him? Fred. So we've got, our
Fred.
Bears are Zeb, Fred, Ted, and Tennessee. And Ted and Fred are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Betterhead, Fred Betterhead, and then I didn't catch the other last names. Mm-hmm. So then I'm pretty sure it's Fred is the one he really likes. Is it Fred? Hang on.
Fred's
it's the first,
got the harmonica.
It's the first one. The harmonica one.
Yeah.
Fred yeah. gives him comes to life, and I was like, oh
yeah. And they're basically like, you know, follow your dreams
follow
or find
your
purpose
dream, find
and
your
follow
purpose,
your
yeah.
follow your purpose and blah blah blah.
Dexter
blah.
Comes upstairs and he tells him he's been adopted. He reveals a photo of him being held upside down by a park ranger, and he's like, here's your collar,
your tracking collar.
Chucks the tracking collar into
the laundry.
He packs up Barry packs up all the stuff, and he's like, that's it, I'm out of here. I'm mm-hmm. gonna go to Country Bear House or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he takes the other side. Of
he
the,
takes
tracking
the tracking
thing.
Collar, yeah.
Remember this for later.
Yeah, file
it
that away.
It will become important.
File that away.
So he goes away.
Mm-hmm.
He runs away from home.
Yeah.
After Dexter is kind of a jerk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's like, I'm going to go to the
Country Bear House. Sure.
Country Bear Hall.
Hall.
And he's like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to go live my best life with more bears.
More bears.
And so he does that to begin this little... travel sequence.
A little travel montage.
Yeah.
A bus. Yet another at the beginning of a musical bus. This is another one of those ones where it's kind of more so along the lines of like Glitter as it is along the lines of like
diegetic music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still. Music.
Yeah.
Okay. He gets to Country Bear Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And
This
is where we meet our villain.
No, we meet Al.
Oh, we meet Al first before
Al's
the villain?
He's putting up a sign.
He's kind of the Eeyore.
He's Big Al.
Yeah.
He's big. He's
and he's
a
like,
big
you know,
old bear.
He wants people to stay off his grass. He's always just constantly putting up a sign. It's adorable.
Yeah, he's always. That's all
and
he really.
Super.
That's really.
Slow.
Yeah, he just puts signs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or and he's like all nice and agreeable because you're like, I want to do this. He's like, we can do that. No, I don't. I want to do this.
We can also do that.
Like he's just he stays behind at the hall while all the shenanigans.
And I love his puppet face because his features are all like in the middle of his face, and then his face just goes like big on the outside.
Yeah.
So he's so cute.
He's very cute.
Yeah, and he's got suspenders that are holding a tool belt up.
Yeah, but no pants. And his suspenders are measuring tape.
And his vest is so cute. He's got a vest on.
He's adorable.
He's got a little bear butt.
He's absolutely adorable. But yes, and we also meet the big bad.
The villain.
Mm-hmm.
He like
Who's
the
a
sec-
banker.
The second he came in, so it's Christopher Walken, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had no idea.
No idea.
We had no idea of anything going into this movie. It was just like,
we just saw 4.3. It's on Disney.
Sure,
and
let's do it.
We hit play.
Oh my God. So he's in like a convertible black car of some kind. And the second he was in the foreground, I was like, villain. The villain is here.
He had a hat.
Yeah, he's got a hat. He blasts by. Oh my God, you guys, they're behind on their mortgage payments. 6 years behind. They owe $20,000. We've never heard of a plot like this before.
No, but it's usually a Christmas movie.
The third time. This is the third behind on their mortgage payments plot. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so basically he just, Christopher Walken's all over the place. He does, and I was thinking too, there's this part where he's on the porch and he's talking to Big Al. Who's the manager bear? What's his name? Manager bear? Henry?
Henry's the main guy. He's the one we meet first. So like Al
and he's not, yeah,
Al
he's
and
not
Henry,
in the band.
Al, Henry's not
he's
in
not
the band?
In the band. He's like the manager. He doesn't play.
He doesn't play?
No, I think he just like announces them.
Oh, damn.
I think he's just their manager.
Huh.
Huh. Correct us if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then
I don't
Pauline.
Know. I can't.
Yep.
I just assumed he was in. Well, there were so many of them on stage.
He is on stage. That's not what a manager usually does. And he's always like,
he
introducing the bears, the Country Bears. And then he kind of stands to the side. I think he kind of like owns Country Bear Hall. And he's like their manager, but not their promoter. We'll meet him later.
No, he's different. Okay, I'm with you now.
Okay, good. So Henry. Good Lord.
Oh, Henry.
Crap.
Oh,
Henry. Okay, so Henry and Christopher Walken's having a scene with Henry, and mm-hmm. Big Al is kind of in the background as well. And I was thinking, what a he's going for it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a la here, I'm gonna test you, Pauline. Oh, not no. Because I can't remember. A la that guy from the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Michael Caine?
Thank you. Oh. He's like you know Michael Caine's level of acting in the Christmas Carol?
Shakespearean.
Yeah. It's like Christopher Walken at his Christopher Walken-iest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
And he's just going for it. He's doing scenes with these bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he has got a wrecking ball.
Ornament
on the his front hood. Front of his car.
Yeah. A dangly one.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's pretty amazing. So he drives off. Back at home, we cut back at home. We meet Ham and Cheese.
Oh, is that their name?
Ham and Cheese.
Where? I want to see it spelled.
Ham and Cheese. Okay, so it is Officer Cheese, Cheets, and then Officer Ham.
Oh my God.
Hamm.
So I know they were punching that was a joke, and I didn't hear it at all.
Ham and Cheese.
And I meant to ask you.
And then the dads, they're like, I'm Officer Ham, and this is Officer Cheese. You guys are Ham and Cheese. That's our names. Like, it. And Officer
I Cheats. Heard all of that and I didn't put it together. Oh my God. I was like, this is clearly a joke. I should ask Emily. She's right beside me.
I also have full use of both my ears still. So,
but I heard cheats.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not funny. Because I didn't make it in. Well, I heard ham too, but I didn't.
I'm oh, like, you didn't cheats to cheese?
I didn't cheats to cheese.
I get it.
So it's not funny.
Well, it took me like all that time to understand what you were just saying about how you didn't under. I thought you didn't hear it because of the deaf.
No, I heard it.
Okay.
And then I'm like, that's not funny.
We're super concise today. Okay. So Officer Cheats is played by Diedrich Bader. He is actually on IMDb. He's got top billing along with, oh my God, Barry is played by Haley Joel Osment. There we go. So, yeah, he's one of the most famous-y people, I suppose, other than Christopher Walken, because it's not in order, but there he is. And he has got a fake mustache on.
And it's uber fake. Like, you look at it and you're like,
it's like those kinds that you...
Real fake.
It's like a step up of, like, Party City.
Just a step. Like, better not, glue. And that's
better,
the only reason.
Better glue. But, like, mm-hmm. It is... Not
it
real.
Is like just drawing a little semicircle
yep.
mustache. Yep. It's so funny.
It's so funny. So they are, there's this whole scene where they're like, what does he look like? And then you know, they show the picture and no one ever says anything about how Barry's a bear.
Yeah.
None of the Never say. And Dexter in the background is like, oh my God, he's a bear. Like, and he's yeah. just very frustrated. So yeah. It was pretty funny.
And then like they get the picture to him and he's like, and the cops are like, ooh, he looks like about grade four. And they're like, yes.
So funny. Just a bear.
Somebody says a bear. And it's not like they're trying to skirt around it.
No.
It's just so cute and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go back to the Country Bear Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we skip Barry kind of meeting Henry. We're just like, suddenly Barry and Henry are just, they're just inside the building. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I was like, oh, okay.
That's there they are.
A bit clunky, but there they are. And he's like, oh yeah, this place used to be packed, blah, blah, blah. And then Barry's like, we got to get the band back together. And he says it. And yeah. I was like, yes.
There it
he
is.
He said it. He said, get the band back together.
Yeah.
They got to get the band back
gotta
together.
Get the band back
Henry
together.
Henry initially is like, no. That's where you have that little scene where he's like, we could do this. And Big Al's like, we could do that. He's like, yeah. Or we could do that. Oh, we could do that.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Barry's off in the field and he's playing his guitar, singing a Country Bear song. And I thought, this is actually a really decent faking of guitar playing.
From
especially
a
considering this person who is yeah. in this suit is wearing
cannot
these F off like
huge
bear
mascot
paws.
Gloves.
And I was like, this is one of the better fake guitars I've seen.
Yeah, better than me.
Honestly, and this is a consistent thing throughout this movie mm-hmm. is that whenever anyone's fake playing,
it
looks
pretty good.
Great.
Yep, it's pretty good.
Kudos to you, movie people.
Also, I'm not a big country fan, and these are good songs. Yeah, they're good songs. They're a little bit more like rock pop country, but
yeah.
they're good.
Yeah.
Like they're yeah.
So yeah, they get the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I guess him hearing the singing convinces him.
Yeah, because he's been a bit of a hard ass before, and then he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
let's go do it. Let's go get the team together."
They get on the bus. We meet Rhodey. That's the name of the person.
Yeah, and he's a
Rhodey.
Not puppet person.
Yeah, he's MC Gainey. He's very mm-hmm. familiar.
He looks
as well.
Very familiar.
Yeah, been in one of those people who's been in things mm-hmm. as well. And he is just your typical roadie, kind of 70s-esque looking. With his
and he's got a nice big mustache and long hair.
He has a chicken.
Called Mr. Chicken.
Yeah. Oh, this guy was in Con Air. There you go. Con Air, Dukes of Hazzard, the movie.
Wild Hogs.
No, we should watch that someday.
I didn't mind it.
Okay. And Club Dread.
Oh my.
All right.
Yes, he's been around.
Yeah, he's been around. He's done lots of things as well. And so he's got a chicken.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to go get the bus. So there's like this decrepit barn, which, by the way, I should say the Country Bear Hall is immaculate. Absolutely immaculate.
Yeah.
And then it's got like this falling down barn, and they drive the tour bus out, and it's
covered
like
in dust.
This 80s, like late 70s, 80s bus, totally covered in dust, got hay bales on top of it, all this kind of stuff. And then they get in the bus and they get going, and then they
drive over Big Al's grass, after the chicken was on the grass. And Al's like, get your chicken off my grass. He's wrecking my grass. And they F the grass up. The barn just
collapses. Because the only thing holding it up was the bus. Yep.
They are on the road. The first band member they are going to get is Fred. He is a security guard at like a video shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet Crystal.
Yes, Crystal.
And I want to take a minute to talk about Crystal's eyebrows. We're going to find out who she is. It's those late 90s, early 2000s thin eyebrows.
It's the callback to the 30s eyebrow.
Her haircut is like the little bangs, the very straight little bangs, and then the layered short bob with the ends flipped out.
It's what I pictured the real life Charlie Brown's little sister hair looking like.
Yeah, it is this movie.
And it's hard. Like everything is, I think we used so much gel back in the day.
If anything, this movie is like a little time capsule into 2002 of like fashion.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
so of the time.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait a minute, you're a Fred. Oh my gosh. He goes to help her with some equipment and his harmonica falls on the ground. And you're like, oh, a harmonica.
Oh, and it says Fred across it. And you're like, that's quite a nice harmonica.
Up the harmonica.
But it's scaled to him.
It's so fucking huge.
It's like this.
She's like
novelty size.
Like two hands. She's like, wait, are you Fred Betterhead from Country Bears? And he's like, I am. She's like, be in my music video.
Come be in my music video.
So then we get a music video, and it's super
cute.
Great. She changes into like this white Boss Babe suit. Mm-hmm. She's got like silver. And
there's like a
trampoline,
sort of Lazy Susan stage with three sides, and then these great dancers and back singers, and it's real cute.
Okay, so what's her name? Her name is
her character name is Crystal.
Crystal. Okay, we figured that she probably.
I think she was an actual recording artist. I have to wonder.
I'm gonna guess Crystal's spelled with a Y. Nope. Oh, maybe she's
not
on
the. Is she Crystal with a K?
Oh, Crystal with a K.
Is she Crystal with a K?
Here she is.
There she is.
Okay, Crystal Harris.
Self.
As herself.
Yeah.
Who is this person? What does she look like now? We're on her IMDb page. She's got short, spiky hair.
Actress known for Legally Blonde.
She still has those eyebrows. She's wearing a shirt with, I think, like
Princess Diaries.
Yeah,
who has she
been in all these things?
Wait, who is she in that?
What's going on?
Soundtrack.
Okay, never mind. She was herself on The Test, The Ick Factor, Jenny Jones, Movie Surfers, The Country Bears. Okay, so this is like her only.
So she's a recording
We're
artist.
We're like, wow, she's been in all these.
Never.
Okay. So yeah, she's a recording artist. There you go.
Yeah, which is.
Crystal Harris.
What we kind of figured.
Great voice.
Great voice. And then like.
At first, I thought they were recording an album because they had like a carpet and a band and a microphone. Mm. But then she was just like singing away from the microphone, but then singing into the microphone.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait, this is a music video.
Yeah, we were like, Chris is going to have a field day. Never mind, it's a music video.
Yeah, so he goes to do like a little crowd surf jump at the end and he falls flat on his tummy because there's no audience.
There's no audience.
She's just like, anyway, great working with you. Bye.
And then Henry and Rhodey and Barry come in. And they're like,
want to get the band back
get
together?
Get the band back together.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah, he's real cute. Yeah. He's just like, yeah. And great.
Sure. They call Rip.
Rip Holland.
Rip Holland, who is their manager.
Promoter,
not manager, because Henry's the manager. Mm-hmm. And he is played by Alex Rocco. He is described as a tough, gruff, thick-browed, and volatile-looking character actor. Yes.
Agreed.
He's in The Godfather. He's in The Wedding Planner. He's another one of those guys. 172 credits. Mm-hmm. And he is in his office and he's got terrible like red dyed hair, but he's
and so tanned, like over tanned.
And then at the end, he's like, yeah, sure, I'll promote it. At the end, it pans out and he's just basically in Staples.
He's in a Staples, but he's put like some of his things on the desk.
Yeah.
And they're like, you gotta get out of here. Behind was the gold record.
Yes. The gold country,
the gold record frame. But he sold the gold. The gold's gone out of it. It's it's just the like insert of where it would sit.
The details. The details. So yeah, he gets kicked out and he's like, I'm taking all my stuff. They're like, you can't take that. That belongs to us.
Yeah.
He tries to grab like a calendar.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. It's so funny. And then we go back to...
We're back in the bus and we get a little story about how they got their start. Which is at a little talent show.
Yeah.
But they beat out this guy whose name I couldn't have been arsed to write down.
No, I didn't either.
He did like armpit fart music.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, he was like a shoe-in to win.
Yeah. And then they beat him.
And then he
reacted badly and he threw a chair at them.
Yeah, it was rude.
We go back to the CB Hall. CBD. The Country Bear Hall.
Yeah.
And there's Christopher Walken.
Yeah, with the Slamboni demolition.
I wrote it down too. He's like talking away, and then both of us at the same time were like, I wrote down a note. I'm like, Fetchy's writing down Slamboni demolition.
So
I was like,
good.
Perfect.
So good.
And he's all like, just getting ready to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Big Al lets him know they're going to get the band back together. And he's like, oh, curses.
Curses and foiled.
And then we go to the Swarm and Hive Honey Club,
where they have honey pots on tap, y'all. It's so
and there's a
funny.
There's like honeycomb decor on the walls,
yeah.
But it's like dark country bar.
Yeah.
And there's a back scratcher. So it's like a piece of wood.
I wrote it down. Barco. Oh, shoot. What does that even say?
Barco Polo.
Scratcher.
Scratcher.
Barco scratcher.
Barco scratcher.
So it's you put a quarter in and then it's like this like 3 foot long section of tree bark. That goes up and down so you don't have to do that yourself, so you can just stand there and get a back scratch.
Yeah, and Zeb is making use of the back scratcher.
Yes.
But before we meet Zeb, we meet
Queen Latifah.
She is the bartender.
Yes.
And she's amazing, and she's like, well, Zeb owes me a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. But he's over there. They go find him, and it's from his, it's like a little POV camera of him, like it was bouncing up and down from the back scratch. He's like, wait, is that you guys? And right away he's like, yeah, I'll do it too, but oh, I
can't leave.
I owe Queen Latifah all this money.
Yeah.
So I can't leave. So then while they're sitting there, Barry just goes over to Queen Latifah in the background, and then she comes up and she's like, he's like, we got it. She's like, I made a deal. So he's going to go up against the band.
House band.
The house band, mm-hmm. in a fiddle playing, guitar playing contest. And whoever wins, if he wins, he doesn't owe her money anymore.
Yeah, she wipes his debt.
If the band wins, she gets to keep their tour bus.
So like big, big stakes.
Barry maybe overstepped a little, but
Mary.
It's a bit of, it's a fiddle duel. He fakes us out. Zeb fakes us out with a bad fiddle, but then, oh. He was just joking. He can feel the fiddle.
He's so good. He's rocking his bolo tie.
His little bolo tie. And his hat is so great.
Yeah, he's got like a almost Gandalf hat. It's pretty good.
Yeah. And then I think, who was the band? We were like, oh, that's somebody.
Oh, we wrote down because he comes back. I saw it.
He's got like a band.
Brian Setzer.
Brian Setzer is the guy. Mm-hmm. And he's got like a leopard print guitar.
Yeah.
Leopard print. And they win, and all is well.
But also we have to remember that Zeb has a drinking
honey drinking problem. He gets a little woozy when
he's
drinks.
A honey bear.
He's a honey bear. I don't know. Okay. Then we have this. we have this scene. So
it's the Christopher Walken monologue-ish scene.
I feel like someone just was like, "Here, Christopher. Here's an office. Here's a large weight, some models of the Country Brick Hall, some bunny slippers."
Yeah, so we've got like five models.
What do you think Christopher's going
to
do?
We can only do this in like five. You got up to five takes to get this done. And so he's like, great. So he's got his like three-piece suit on, but basketball shorts and bunny slippers.
And he's creeping around the office being weird.
Just talking to himself.
Talking to himself. Just a performance.
It's a performative sleeve, if ever I've seen one.
And then he goes to his desk,
brings out this little wooden model.
Really good model.
Cute.
And just pushes a button and a huge, huge weight.
Huge weight. From the sky.
Just comes down from the sky of his office.
Pulverizes.
And then he's like, oh no.
The Country Bear Hall is destroyed. Picks up his ink blotter mat from his desk, tips it off the side, puts it down, and then he's like, grabs another model, and then just keeps
So he
doing
has
it.
Just been smashing little Country Bear halls.
Yep. I am convinced that was just supposed to be one take.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he just kept going.
And they were like, you know what? And they showed several takes of it smashing. After everyone, he was like, oh no.
And then it like showed you the pile getting bigger and bigger of the crap off the end of the desk. I'm like, I think they just let him go.
Yeah.
And that was it. There was nothing else happened in that scene.
Look, when you got Christopher Walken on your team.
Yeah.
You let him go.
You just let him go. But like, we never go back into that office.
No.
The plot didn't get furthered. We already knew he wanted to do that. What was the point of that scene? Yeah. Don't care. Loved it. Stupid. I'm in.
Okay. So ham and cheese. No, what? Ham and what?
Yes. Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese. Ham and cheese are on the trail. And they interrogate Big Al. And this is one of the most amicable interrogations I've ever seen. They find Big Al at the Country Bear Hall. They've tracked Barry down.
Yeah.
And they're basically like, what's going on? Well, this and that.
They tracked him down. The brother told him.
No, that's true. They're not very great at their job, but they're adorable. And, you know, it's like, where'd you see him? I saw him when I was there. Sometimes I'm over there and sometimes I'm over there.
Oh, yeah. They were like, where could we find you? And he goes back, he's like, well, sometimes I'm over there.
Sometimes I'm by that tree. So now they know, okay, they're like, oh, Fred or whatever. Dang it, Henry took him. And they're like, it's a kidnapping. We're going to go save the day. Mm-hmm. So they think it's a kidnapping now.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to go find Tennessee.
Tennessee O'Neill.
He's a marriage counselor now, and he is not good at his job.
Oh, my God. Or is he?
Or is he? So there's a couple sitting there, and she's like, ever since the baby, blah, blah, blah.
He's like, I work
when I get home from work. I just want to relax. And he's like, you guys should be here because Trixie left me. And he just starts to cry.
You should be happier together.
And he just can't stop weeping. So they just leave. And they get out and they're like, I feel better. I feel better too.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's great. he's wearing a questionable sweater.
It's like
rainbow.
Neil's sweaters from Santa Claus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They go in there, and this is yet another one where he's like, you want to get the band back together? Okay.
Yeah, and like every time we meet somebody, it's like that section of like, what, we're here for this. Do you want to join? Okay, get shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
Because they're just kind of like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know. We're getting the band back together. The last one, obviously, will be the hard one to do. That's how these things go.
Yeah.
He's really sad because Trixie left him. They're at a diner, and he's telling them all about how Trixie left him for a panda bear, a real estate panda bear.
Then those panda bears get everything.
I was like, kind of a bit xenophobic.
Well, bad. I like a panda bear. They flop you. They're cute. And then we meet Jennifer.
She's probably a real singer as well.
Oh, yeah. We didn't look her up. I would think so. Then she is their server, and she's like, oh my gosh, you're the Country Bears. And because they were just having a moment of self-doubt, like nobody even knows who we are and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I know you. Oh my gosh, I'm an aspiring singer and I sing your stuff. And they're like, cool. And so then they just bust into this full production number. I cannot imagine how much money they spent on this set.
Yeah, this little diner where all the booths just like rock
start
and roll
rolling
around.
And then there's is this huge dance number. And she basically sort of like nowadays is one of their numbers. And...
Yeah, Jennifer Page, she is a singer. She was playing herself.
Yeah.
Great voice.
Oh, super great voice.
Yeah, she delves in the deep. She's got her own music. She's still making music, looks like, up until 2017. Mm-hmm. 1998 was her first music video. So, yeah, she does.
She's
been on
great.
15 soundtracks. There you go.
Yeah. So that was a fun little dip. And
then... they're like using the things around the diner to do percussion. Mm-hmm. There was like a jukebox. And I thought for a minute we were going to get another karaoke jukebox again. But then the jukebox wasn't working. And someone's like hitting the jukebox to make it work. And that was like the percussion.
Love it. Love it.
Someone used a salt shaker as a guitar slide.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was a really good. Oh, and then there was like three little old ladies that were the brass section.
Yeah. Ellen, they had this big, like they pulled back for this big choreo bit, mm-hmm. and there were like little old people in the back doing the choreo.
So cute.
And I was like,
they're doing it. It was just, oh man, amazing.
And then, yeah, so it's over and they're like, yeah. And then the TV has an update from the news person.
It's called Bus Watch.
And they're like, this boy has been kidnapped by these bears. And they're like, oh no. And then Hem and Cheats show up and they're like, we got to get out of here. So Hem and Cheats are like, wait a second. And they figure it out. They get in their car. And then we got a car chase.
We have a bus chase.
Okay. So, okay.
So now there's some dodgy, questionable driving.
My next notes are bingo 9 o'clock and my face hurts. So
the bus.
Let's get into this.
The bus. So we get like very clearly sped up footage.
Yes, because I'm sure if they tried to do that bus that fast, it would.
Yeah, there's no way. And then they decide they're going to, oh my gosh, we're going to duck into this car wash and hide the bus because it'll completely hide the bus / we'll get a wash finally. So they go in and then we lost him. Then he's like, wait a minute, looks over and you see like full side of the bus, but there's like a banner in front of it that's not hiding the bus in any way.
No.
And he reads the banner out loud, bingo, 9 o'clock.
And it's at his 9 o'clock.
It's just I loved it.
So they follow them into the car wash, and now we're having a car wash chase. So they're like on the track. You can only go so fast in the car wash once you're on the track. So it's like go faster. We're in a car wash. So then Cheats is like, no problem.
Oh no, they were like, I can't see because then the foam comes up on their visor. He's like, I can't see. He's like, not a problem. And he gets out of the window of the car, and he's like, I'm just gonna. And then like whoopity whoopities suck him out of the car.
Violently sucked out of the car. And then like thrown all over the car. And then Ham face plants on the windscreen.
And then you see his like, oh no, his mustache comes loose.
And at first I thought,
oh no, it's a flub.
But no.
Then the buffery things like whip him away again.
His mustache stays
plastered to the
front. And I was like, oh, in this world, his mustache is fake.
So then he gets like to the back of the car. And then the other guy's like,
Ham,
I'll save you. Jumps, goes out the other side, and he's like, off the other side. It's really disturbing because it's just
violence
feet.
By which they both got sucked through.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is how you die.
So
then now they're out of the car
and
they're on foot chasing, and they get hot wax spray.
Yeah. And then whatever, another spray right after that. And they're like, ow, ee, ow, ooh, ee.
And then.
Oh God.
They get super windblown or whatever. Did you write it down?
I didn't write down the order. I was laughing too hard.
The super windy blow thing?
Yeah, it was like super windy blow air dryer.
Okay, so they get blown by the air dryer. And at first they're like doing that thing where you're walking
like,
into
you're
a
like,
gale.
And your mouth is going blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Cheats lifts his feet off the ground and he is flying. And then Ham's like, wow. And he lifts his feet off the ground. They're both flying.
And
they high five in the air. And they're like, this is really great.
It's kind of fun.
Then the blow dryer turns off. They both fall down onto the ground.
Yep.
Then we go to outside of the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like mist. They come through the mist. Ham's hair, he's black, has gone full fro from
full
being wet.
It's amazing.
And like blow dried. And it's just huge.
Huge.
And Cheats' hair is slicked back. It's suddenly like a big shark fin out the back.
But you don't see it. They hold off on that because it's blown straight back for like a foot and a half.
And both their uniforms are like shrunk.
Pants are like 6 to 8 inches too short. They're like buttons are straining. And they're like trying to walk. And then he's like, look at your hair. Ham is like to Cheats. He's like, look at your hair. And he's like, look at my hair. Look at your hair. And then that's when Diedrich Vader turns his head and you see this like shark fin out the back.
And then Ham's like, your mustache. And he's like, oh no, does it still look okay? And he's like, it's fake.
It's gone. Your mustache is fake.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
That's where I wrote down my face hurts because I was just laughing so hard. So stupid.
It was so funny.
Oh, who fru, I wrote down. I don't know what that means. Oh, who fru.
I don't know what that means. So then then they go to a motel.
Yeah.
The bears go to a motel. Mm-hmm. And they're in there and they're watching a cartoon of themselves.
Yes.
And they're like, this is terrible.
It's like a really shitty Yogi Bear.
It's really shitty Yogi Bear. And at the end, they're like, there's an alien like in one of those little Marvin the Martian kind of things. And he's like, pew, pew, I'm going to get you.
And
they're
like, maybe your harmonica will have the frequency of it. And then they play and he's like, bad noises, crashes.
And they're like, bear power. And then he just kind of turns back to all of them. And like one of them's mouth is like wide open. And they're like, that was terrible. It was so bad. Oh, my God. And then in that motel, there's a little dive bar. Yeah. And in that dive bar,
it's Trixie. We first see the sign when Barry's in the phone booth. He calls back home and Dexter answers. Yeah. They have a sweet moment where Dexter's kind of like, oh, you can see he's feeling bad about it. And he's like, why don't you just come home? But he's still trying to be tough and whatever. And that sign's in the background. And Barry hangs the phone up and he's like, wait, Trixie? Let's go see her. So
her and the weeping bear.
Yes.
Used to be married.
Tennessee and Trixie used to be married. But now she's working at this bar, singing in a band. And
nobody's listening to her. They're all watching sports.
The reveal. She is a blonde bear.
She's a blonde bear.
And she has sexy bedroom eyes.
Winged eyeliner.
Winged
for days.
Eyeliner. Full, like.
And a big. She's wearing a fur coat.
She's wearing like a purple fur coat. Mm-hmm. And she is just voluptuous.
Oh, she's great.
And I was like, Trixie.
And also, it's like her hair is very clearly combed.
Yeah, she
is. You didn't really notice it on the other guys, but hers is like much more slicked. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I just wrote down, Trixie.
Trixie.
So they sing this lovely little song. She's like, she sings. And she's like, thanks for listening. I'm like, no one's listening. And then Tennessee like peers from the bar and he's like, oh, I'm listening. And
she's
then,
like, oh, I'm going to sing a song by Country Bears.
And this one guy with like curly hair is like, yeah, the Country Bears.
He looks like a rocker. Yeah. He's just like, Country Bear.
You're like, all right. And so he comes up, they sing. It's really sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah. So she's going to come
nice
as well.
Song, too.
Yeah,
it's a nice
song.
And she's like, yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
Oh, you wanted to find out who that was.
Oh, we did. I wanted to find out who
her name's Candy Ford. I don't know if she did the singing, too. There we go. She was in her big thing is the Country Bears. She was in 10 Things I Hate About You. She was Deanna. Hmm. She was a jacket saleswoman in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
This is also where I have the note. These faces are better than CGI.
Oh yeah,
I'm
for
getting
sure.
More feeling. Out
I'm getting
of it.
More. Yeah, exactly. I think paired with the voice acting, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and say that they didn't put Haley Joel Osment in.
No, it said voice. It just said voice
in a bear suit the whole day. So, I wonder if they got the because like the voices the faces in situation being filmed line up perfectly with the voices. So I'm wondering.
I wonder if they.
If they had some kind of technology where like they talk into a microphone off screen or something.
Something to go off what came first.
And I did think the sound design was pretty good because earlier on when Henry is in the Country Bear Hall and he's talking, it's all echoey. And then they went outside and it was like that sound mix was actually like really, it was really good. I was like, oh, it sounds like he was in those places.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cannot fault it.
So then they go to find Ted.
We got to find Ted. He's the last member of the band.
Yeah. And we cut to him on the phone and... You know, Henry lies to everyone saying Ted that wants to be in the thing, but Ted really clearly indicated he did not.
Does not want to be there.
Want to be there. So they arrive and it's the gate to Ted's house and Elton John's.
To the address for Ted.
The address for Ted. And Elton John is in this gardening outfit.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, man, is Ted here? Is Ted here?
I quickly went to the bathroom
to get
my top up my coffee. And then I hear from the living room, Pauline's like, whoa. And I was like, oh my God, what? She's like, get in here, get in there. I get in there. I look up. It's Elton John. They got Elton John.
They got Elton John for a little cameo. And he's in like this cute little gardener outfit.
Little hat.
Little suspenders. And he's like, oh no, Ted's not here. He's probably at the country club for that wedding. And they're like, okay, great, thanks. And he's like, hey.
Are you
guys the Country Bears? And they're like, yeah, we're the Country Bears. He's like, oh, that's nice. They're like, yeah, we got to go.
Yeah. They're like, wow, his gardener sure looks like Elton John.
Yeah.
So they go to the country club. It's a wedding.
Ted's acting
all important. Mm-hmm. But before we get into the wedding, so mm-hmm. they pull up And then it's just like a hard cut from them like pulling up into the like an overhead shot, and it pans down, and, and then they walk into the shot. But before they walk into the shot, Rhodey says, "It wasn't me. It was the chicken." And I was like, "What?"
Oh, and by the way, it's like you can make a drinking game of spotting when the chickens in the scene.
Are around all the time.
All the time.
It's a cute little chicken,
but just like off to the side.
Yeah. So basically they're being wedding crashers, and,
I have a note here.
I missed something. We got to go back.
Is it to the chicken swearing?
Not quite.
Okay.
It's a little bit before that. Not really quite sure exactly where in the chronology, but I do have mustache case written in here.
Oh yeah.
So, we do a quick cut back.
Yeah.
To
we
Hammond
go back
Sheets,
to the cops.
And they are going into the house and
up next.
Yeah.
It comes up next. But in between Elton John and the wedding singer, somebody does a fake swear that is covered by the, chicken squawking.
Yeah.
And it's just so perfect. I love it.
Yeah. So I do have, before I have Wedding Crasher, I've got the mustache case. So they must have done like a quick cutback.
They do a lot
of quick cutbacks to him and Cheats.
That's true.
So he opens up this case. It's got two spare mustaches.
Two spare mustaches.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Gold.
Yep. And Ham is like, what the oh my God. And he's like, how does it look? Does it look good? I'll find a mirror.
So
at the wedding, Ted is acting all important.
Yeah.
And basically blows them off very cruelly.
Yeah, he's mean.
He's mean to Barry. And but it turns out, so Ted, brother, everyone else kind of peters off. And Ted's like, this isn't right.
Oh. Fred said this isn't right. Ted's the a-hole.
God damn it. Fred says this isn't right. And he goes to find Ted.
Ted.
Who is...
Oh my God, Teddy Bear. I just got it. Sorry.
Ah, that makes sense. Who is the wedding singer? Mm-hmm. Was it, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And these backup band people, they're great. But he's basically, he's a wedding singer. And then I wrote down, Fred chose violence because...
Oh my God, did he ever?
They have like a little conversation where it's like, hey, you're a wedding singer. Like, I thought you were like in charge of this party and that's why you blew us off because your life is so much better. But obviously, like, you're a wedding singer. Like, why
didn't
you?
But like, how did you afford that house? He's like, that's not
my
house.
That's
my
house.
That's
Elton John's house. He lets me live in it. I rent a room over his garage. And then basically they come to an impasse and Fred just full on punches Ted right in the face, knocks him out, and they kidnap him.
Yep.
That's
not how you solve your problems, children.
And then we have a quick cutback scene to the cops.
Yeah,
they're setting up wires and everything because they're pretty sure at this point in time there's a major kidnapping's going on.
Oh, that's right. And they are not listening to the brother. The brother's like,
they're doing a concert hall,
and they're like,
the police work to the professionals. They say, and then Dexter says, "Okay, tell me when they get here."
Savage. And then the two cops are, then he like pieces out, and the two cops are like,
that's a nice kid.
He's a keeper.
Yeah. And then we have a scene which I have entitled Emotions in a Field.
There's some emotions in a field.
Yeah, they talk in the bus for a while because, you know, obviously Fred has kidnapped Ted. And they stop the bus, they walk out, they talk in the field.
This beautiful, like, wildflower buttercupy field. So pretty. And basically Ted's like, "Yeah, dicks."
Yeah.
And
I'm not
like,
gonna do it.
I'm not a dick, you're a dick.
And then Barry's like, "Wait, you guys are better together." And he's like, "No, we're not, blah, blah, blah. We're not a family." And then Barry's like, "Your family's whoever you choose,
people
that are around you.
People who love you no matter what. That's your family.
That's your family.
That's what my dad says."
And they're like, "Your dad." And then he's like, "I'm gonna go home." Proceeds to just
run home.
Home from wherever they are.
He's not like he can be
just
lift.
Takes off and runs.
And then all the adults get back on the bus.
Cuts back to him running a few times, just running home. Alice get back on the bus.
Whatever,
like,
actor
oh, no.
in that giant suit running.
That poor actor. And we're back.
Oh my God, we're back with the mom. And she is stress baking
for
Jesus.
Earlier on when the cops came, she put down this like tray of baked goods that was just like, there's so many baked goods. She's like, I break when I'm stressed. And she's baked several pies. There's baked
goods everywhere.
She's got, you know, the baking gloves on, the oven mitts on. And Barry comes home, and I'm crying a little.
I teared up. I'm not going to lie. It was real sweet because he's just a little tiny voice. He's like, Mom.
She's like, Barry.
And she gives him a big hug. And then the dad comes down the stairs, and he just like lets out the sound of joy and weeping.
At the top of the stairs. Barry, Barry.
Oh, God. And then the brother comes like running and he's like, oh, no, I'm cool.
Family hug.
Yeah, it was really touching.
Really nice.
It was really touching. Because even though there was like in the parents' performance and the brother's performance, there's still that like, this is the tone of the piece.
Yeah.
It was still really sweet and like, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine.
I know. I was not fine.
I'm fine.
But he's all disenchanted now. Oh, my God. Disenfranchised now? Mm. Whatever. He's not as naive about how his heroes were before now that he has met them.
He's met his heroes.
So he is upset.
He realizes that they are people and they have problems and things that he doesn't understand.
Taking the posters down.
Yeah, he's starting to take his little posters down.
But in the meantime, the band back on the bus has read this little, like, essay he left.
Because he ran away, he left his little bag. That's got like his scrapbook in it and a little sort of journal entry almost.
Uh-huh. And it's all about how like it'd be great to meet them one day. They're my heroes. Their songs have got me through tough times. Like all this cute
stuff. Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah. And it's just on like a loose leaf piece of paper.
Yeah.
But it's like he started reading it and then he had to start like turning it in circles.
Because he started writing in the margins.
Just a cute little touch. Like he didn't like change the way he read it. He just started turning the page. Yeah. It's real sweet, you know?
So yeah, he comes and he's like, hey, we're not going to do the concert. Not without you there.
Aww. Yeah, so yeah, Ted comes to get Barry.
Ted comes to get him.
Yeah, it's
in
so
the background
sweet.
On Dexter's side of his bedroom, he's got a Nine Inch Nails poster.
Yeah.
And a Limp Bizkit poster.
Yeah. And Crash Bandicoot.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, oh man, little time capsule.
Yeah. Real funny.
So they decide they're going to go out and they're going to do it. But when they get out there, oh my gosh, the movie just kicks into high gear.
Total
here we go.
Hijinks.
All right, you guys. The roadie guy.
Roadie and
like,
the chicken.
Oh my God, roadie and the chicken.
Roadie and the chicken
are like, they've been kidnapped.
They've been kidnapped. The somebody stole the bus. Because the bus was like outside with everybody in it.
And so they're like, what are we going to do? Wait a second. We can GPS them because remember that caller?
Oh my God. Okay, so here's a funny thing, is I'm like, what are you going to do, GPS? And like, the brother's like, remember you took your collar, but you didn't take the tracker?
You threw it in the laundry basket back in scene two. They go up there, it's in the laundry basket.
Yep.
Same color laundry all around it,
all
except
around it,
more on top. Details.
I have to say, this movie tied up its loose ends.
I am satisfied.
Yep.
So they grab it and they are using it, but they can't get.
Oh my God. So they're trying to get in the fucking minivan.
They can't get Ted in the minivan. He's too big.
Ted's way too big. So they're like, you see like 18 configurations of them, which my favorite one was him on the top, like a Christmas tree.
And then they're like, wait, I have an idea.
They hitch up the boat.
Like
the speedboat.
Dangerously on the back of the speedboat.
The stunty. I don't even know.
Ooh, like going through trees. It was almost as violent as the cops getting sucked out of
Unsafe looking. Yeah.
So they're GPS tracking. Meanwhile, we cut to like this warehouse. And Christopher Walken has kidnapped them. And he's got like a little, like, what are those things that go across you with the bullets in them? Except as tranquilizers.
Yeah.
Darts. And he's going to...
Bullet belt?
Bullet. Bullet sash.
Sash.
It's a bullet sash. He's got a very stylish bullet sash on with tranquilizer darts in
it. Here he is with his bullet sash.
And he... 30-year-long
grudge.
Do you guys remember that armpit guy?
Because, bitch, it's Christopher Walken.
Because Christopher Walken was the armpit guy. But the way
they did the reveal.
I thought, because he's like, you guys don't know what you did to me. And he, like, goes to, like, he takes off
his... He starts, like, peeling.
Peeling layers. And at first you think he's going to, like, rip open his shirt and
I thought he was going to have, like, Country Bears Forever tattoo all over his body.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, he's got a tattoo.
I had forgotten about Armpit Boy.
Well, because it was just such a little murf.
You're just like, haha, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then instead of taking off the last layer, he reaches into his shirt, past his undershirt. And starts playing his
armpit. The 1812 overture in his armpit.
Wow.
Armpit.
And you're like, oh.
And the two of us, like, I was going to say the two of us are smacking each other. I was smacking you.
I didn't see it coming. We screamed.
I did not see it coming.
You saw it coming about a fraction of a second before I did.
I saw it as he went under the undershirt.
Yeah. And you were like, oh my. And I was like, oh.
He's armpit boy.
So there we go. He locks them in like a cagey thing inside this warehouse.
Because he didn't, so just to catch up in case you forget, because it was such a minute thing, he didn't win this talent contest because they did, and that wrecked his life apparently. Even though he's a completely successful banker, he's fine.
Yeah, but this whole time
he's been so mad.
And that's why he's really wants the Slamboni demolition people.
Yeah.
And then I have written down boats, stunts, thrills.
I have poor stunt Ted.
Yeah. So they are speeding towards with this little GPS tracker, driving unsafely. He almost gets like smacked by a semi with little teeth on
in the
front
grill.
Of it. In the grill. They finally get to the warehouse, and then it's like danger ditch ahead or something like that. Or like
open pit.
So they're like, slam on the brakes.
They're in like their freaking Astro van.
They slam on the brakes and the boat detaches, flies through the air, through the window, into the
warehouse,
slides all the way towards the cage, and then just like,
dink,
kisses the door of the cage. The cage door, boom, boom. And I was like, well, that's that problem sorted.
Hilarious.
And so then they are like, sweet, we're going to go do the thing.
Yeah.
They get in the tour bus. They're on their way. They're taking all these like cute little Polaroids.
Oh, and the whole family's in the bus. The mom and the dad and the brother are there, and they're taking all these Polaroids.
So I've got a little teary. I was like,
me too. It was real cute. Also, 10 points for the shag on the ceiling.
Yeah. Shag carpet ceiling in the bus. Can't be sanitary.
No.
It happened.
There it is.
We can't go an episode without me hitting the microphone. They get to the Country Bear Hall. And it's empty.
There's nobody there, bitch.
But Christopher Walken's there, and so is their promoter.
They're literally in the shadows.
They're in shadows, and he's like,
hand him money.
Hand him money. He's like, thanks for not promoting this concert.
He's like,
it's not personal, it's business. And then Big Al shows up, and he's like, are you guys going to start the concert?
Hang on. Nobody's here. You guys going to start the concert? Like, no, nobody's here, man. Nobody's here. We're going to lose the place. No. He's like,
they're in the backfield. I didn't want anybody to park on my lawn. So they open the door. It's big, huge crowd. They all swarm in.
Yeah.
They like crowd surf Christopher walking away, and he's like, get you. Yeah.
And then there's like this big collection basket of money.
Yes, a basket
of
money.
That comes in. And I was just like, ooh, I wonder. And there's probably like 300 people in there. How much ahead is that to get 20 grand? Because that's what they needed. That's some maths we could do.
Okay. Welcome to calculator. All right.
You feel like it's about 300 people?
$20,000.
$20,000.
000 divided by, I would just like to say, I'm so sorry, JD, it's taking this long for us to figure out 300 people.
Oh, that's reasonable.
For a reunion band concert ticket?
Yeah, $66. Even if it was $100.
Pauline.
It's 666.
It's 666.
It's actually 66.66666. Okay. It isn't significant at all.
This movie is satanic. We have to stop this podcast. You see that thing with the woman who's trying to be like monsters energy drinks are from the devil?
Oh, great.
Yeah, no. If you haven't watched that, go find that. It's something. Okay.
I mean, sure.
So then Barry is like, okay, they're getting ready. Barry's like, I'm going to go sit in the audience. And they're like, well, it'd be really weird if one of the country bears wasn't in a country bear concert. He'd make you part of the band.
So cute. And then they go out with a ballad.
Yeah.
This really rockin' ballad.
Really great.
Yeah, and we see Jennifer in the audience and
all we have callbacks to
a bunch of people in the audience.
Most of the people who were in the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was real cute. And then and Barry gets a guitar solo thingy. It was real, real cute. And then the credits come up and it starts showing you like all these clips, like these documentary style clips of all like the famous people that participated, and they're just like, well, yeah, and then the Bears, you know, like it's on to like chronicle their success. And so it's like Willie Nelson saying stuff, the director of the movie is on there, Elton John is back on there, like, and they're all just kind of like, yeah, man, like all this awesome stuff. It was just so cute.
And then there at the very, 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 very
oh my
end,
god, there's a post-credit scene
of Ham and Cheats. Mm-hmm. And I was actually thinking, I was like, oh, the only people I didn't really see in the concert
We're ham and cheats.
We're ham and cheats. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of sad about that, but no, we're going to, we get, so it's up.
So we time travel back a little.
Yeah. Back to them in the fro and the shark
hair
and the shrunken outfits. Mm. And then, they're just basically like, I didn't know you wore a fake mustache. And it's like, oh yeah, it's finally. He's like, you don't have to be fake with me. Oh, I'm glad this happened. I feel a lot better. And they go to get in the car.
Wait, you're forgetting a bit.
Oh,
he's like, why do I just feel like I had to wear a mustache? You have a mustache. Janine at Perception has a mustache. Frank has a mustache.
I feel like I want to have a mustache
to fit in.
And then they open the doors to the car. And it's full of water.
So they open the doors and it's like whoosh.
Coffee
all this
cups,
crap comes out.
Garbage.
Police tape.
Line tape in a roll that unrolls.
Unrolls.
As it, oh my God.
It's gold. And then they get in and you can actually see them like, you can see Diedrich Bader like hanging onto his wig to like get in there because they can only do this take like once. And he's like hanging onto his wig to get in the car. And then they're both like one, two, three and shut the doors at the same time. It was just an absolute piece of gold. And I'm like, I feel like they did that in one take.
Oh yeah. It was, I mean, how long would it have taken to
reset that?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it was just like one shot on them facing one direction and then one shot facing the other. And that was it. Like,
so cute.
It was so cute. So stupid. So funny. Oh my God.
Okay. We just talked through this whole thing. We didn't take a break. We didn't really know where intermission was. So let's take a break now.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to rate this movie. Which we did we enjoy it? I don't know.
What?
Are
don't
you
know,
in
you,
suspense?
You'll never know.
You'll find out. And we're back.
We did it.
We on the break. We listened to some music again from the soundtrack, just to kind of
refresh.
Okay, music out of 10. Motherfucking 10.
10. Absolutely 10.
Just 10s across the board for the music. So good.
It was so good. Like, not really good harmonies.
Not one song. I was tapping my foot. Mm-hmm. My foot was a tapping.
Yep. I was a tapping my foots.
Book. I mean, honestly.
Okay, look.
This is one of the best scripts that we have.
Is it simple? Yes.
Yes.
Is it formulaic?
Yes.
Yes. Did it tie up every fucking loose end?
It tied up every loose end.
There was nothing it said at the beginning that it didn't round back
to. Hardly do we come across on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, a script that does not tie up the loose ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
10.
10.
10.
Unsurprisingly.
Ability?
I said, should say surprise. I've
fucking 10.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Yeah. Those
puppets.
The ability of those puppeteers.
The voice acting.
So you've got all the puppeteers, you've got the puppeteer that's in the costume, then the voice actor. So you've got like what?
Matching.
A dozen people per
matching
fucking bear.
The emotion of the acting.
Yeah.
With and syncing it up and having the eyeballs
yeah.
on the puppets
yeah.
look like they're having emotions and having the.
Honest to God, the
that
hilarious
mom?
Reveal at the beginning.
So funny.
And then right from that moment, I was just kind of like, this is a world of puppets.
I was like, oh, okay, I get. Like, they set the tone for this movie
perfectly.
So perfectly at the very beginning that you were just like, I know what I'm in for. And as if I think if this isn't your thing, you're not going to like this movie. But if this is your thing, this is our thing.
This is our
this
thing.
This movie is our thing.
It was
we love
so
that
silly.
Penguins of Madagascar movie.
Oh my God. Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere did that movie
like,
hit me.
What is this?
I was like, you know what I need? I need a piece of crap to fall asleep to because I'm hungover. Best
oh,
movie
the Penguins
I'd seen
of Madagascar?
In like 5 years. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So 10.
Oh, I'd say 10. I didn't see any problems with this.
Unabashedly.
It's how old is this movie? 2002?
2002.
I don't recall at any point cringing about something somebody said. Like being like, ooh, in 2002 we used to say that and it was okay.
I would say the only thing where I was like, ooh, was like the panda bears thing. As like slightly, I
think maybe you could go there, but I think basically they were just sort of like,
yeah,
a panda bear is a fancy bear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's all they were going for is that he was a rich, fancy bear.
Yeah.
Instead, and they're just like doop-de-doo country bears.
Yeah.
I think that's all they were going for. I don't think that
yeah,
was
exactly.
rude.
Yeah. And
but
like,
you're right.
That's
I think
like
be
a
like
stretch.
A stretch that would be the
only
thing.
To be like, well,
thing.
If you're looking for something.
Yeah. Because like normally it hits you like a ton of bricks, these kind of outdated references. And I think this was just so freaking wholesome.
So wholesome.
I was so sweet. I didn't see. I think the only thing was it was a sea of white people. a little bit. There was the one cop.
Yes.
And then there was voice actors and stuff like that, yeah, that weren't white people. But there was a lot of white people.
That as well. Yes.
But.
There you go. I think two of the bears are people of color.
Two of the bears are people of color. Two. One of the cops was a person of color.
Yeah. Queen Latifah. Who was just, anytime she shows up on screen, I'm like,
hey, oh my God, I love her. Yeah. I love her. So yeah, like, fair amount. Okay, now that we spelled it out a little bit, but there were some that were hiding in a bear costume.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so like, I mean, and that's just nitpicky to be like.
That has to be like, what's wrong?
Let's find something wrong.
Design, honestly.
Could you imagine showing up and seeing that hall? Like, the design of that hall was just beautiful. And then just that fucking bus.
Pause any moment of this movie and look in the background.
Yeah. There's a chicken.
Really? Really? There's a chicken? But like, Barry's bedroom. Those posters. So look, his side of the room was covered
in
unique, worn down from age country bear posters.
So they had, and they also had like his his project of making the little hall was out of popsicle sticks. The old way, you guys, have to eat the popsicles to get the sticks. And it was like, it was made out of that. But then they had the other halls that Christopher Walken smashed that were way better designed.
The back office for the Country Bear Hall was like full of crap. But it was like purposeful. Mm-hmm. And then the tour bus stuff everywhere.
And that fake office of the promoter with like the thing. Look at the things behind him on the shelf.
Ten.
Yeah. Like absolute gold. Like all those little, they're the little costumes that they're wearing. Like just the attention deal, like the suspenders on Al
suspenders
that are holding up a belt, no pants. Like it's just gold, absolute gold. The fur coat that Trixie is wearing, like you don't quite see it right away when she goes to sit at the piano. It's like this beautiful sort of paisley that's in there, and like it's just absolutely the honeypots, because you look down to write something and you didn't see them right away.
The honeypots instead of the beer.
Instead of little kegs.
The design of that bar with the honeypots in it too was like so real looking.
Yeah. It was just so fun.
And the set with at the diner where the tables came apart and flew around
boots,
the room.
Yeah, we're flying around all over the place.
Oh my God.
Like the design was so good. The fucking Astro minivan trying to get that bear in the like I just unbelievable.
Bonus out of 10.
Oh, are we there already?
We're at bonus.
Oh my God. I just, I'm going to give it 10. I think like it's remarkably, however many years later, this is not offensive. It's, I don't like this particular kind of music and I was still toe tapping away. It was just a fun little hour and a half. It was a nice tight script.
I laughed so much.
I laughed. Like, I belly laughed.
Watch it with a friend.
Oh, yeah. Watch it with a friend. It's silly.
Maybe even find someone. If you've not seen this, maybe find someone who has seen it. Because when we were on, we could only, in Canada, find the soundtrack on YouTube as a playlist.
Yeah.
And most of the comments on the YouTube stuff was like, oh, movie so much when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh,
memories. Like, so like it might be fun to find someone who's seen it as a kid and watch it with them.
And we knew nothing.
Or, I mean, you've listened to this podcast now.
That's true.
Go in knowing nothing. Oh well.
We tried.
10.
But like, I honestly.
Bonus 10.
It was
me.
Just like a tight little script. In, out, done. I feel better about the world.
You too.
I really appreciated like the craftsmanship of the puppets and just everything. I was just like, this is gold. This is a little gold nugget of joy.
I unironically love this movie.
I know. And like, fuck those guys that are like, this sucks. It's stupid and derivative. I'm like, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, you suck.
You suck, Frank.
Yeah. Ad hominem.
Nom, 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 nom. I'm like, what do you, it's exactly what it says it's going to be. But like, just to hit that tone right out of the gate and maintain it. Gold.
Okay. Pauline.
Shocker.
Is this movie redeemable?
I would say yes.
It's redeemable.
Shocker. Shocker.
I'm shocked.
Did it get full marks?
It got 100%.
Oh my God. Thanks so much for listening to this episode.
If you liked what you heard, why not subscribe and leave us a glowing review, or better yet, tell your friends.
Yeah, steal their phones and subscribe them to our podcast. You know you wanna.
If you want to interact with us on the World Wide Web, you can find our Instagram. It's at No Redeeming Feature.
Or you can email us at featurepodcasts@gmail.com. You can ask us questions or send us suggestions for terribly wonderful and wonderfully terrible movies for us to review.
And if you want to hear me talk in a calm fashion with my sisters about classy movies, subscribe to Kindred Features on your podcast streaming service of choice.
See you back here in 2 weeks.
Probably.
What is time?
That's a good question.
Where is it? Where? Oh, shit. That's on the floor now.
That is my work stuff.
Well, what is it doing on my
That's an apron pattern
wrong.
For my sewing class, which you can register for. No, you can't. By the time this comes out, you can't register for it. It's over by the time.
Maybe the fall one.
Hang on.
Are you okay?
Oh, no, I haven't even saved this yet.
Eighth time's the charm.
Listen.